Talk to me.
Welcome to Entrepreneur Magazine's Product Sourcing Show with your hosts, Chris Malta and Rob Cowie.
And thanks for joining us today. I'm Chris Malta.
And I'm Robin Cowie.
And Christmas is just around the corner, but it's not too late for your online business to cash in on all the last-minute shopping going on. To squeeze out the most of this holiday season, you have to understand the current marketplace. Selecting the right items and choosing the best listing strategies can make it very, very profitable for you this holiday. David Frey, marketing director of the product research firm TerraPeak.com, is here with us today to speak about how market research can help you have a very green Christmas. Dave, welcome to the show.
Hey guys, how's it going? Thanks for
good.
Having me.
How are you?
I'm good. It's starting to get cold up here in Canada. Christmas is definitely coming.
Yeah, we got down to, 64 degrees yesterday, Rob, wasn't it?
Did we get down to 64?
Well, maybe not quite that low here in Florida. Yeah,
it feels so bad for you guys.
It's terrible.
Rob, go ahead. Let's kick right into this, guys. When is the last day that I should list my holiday items for sale when we're talking about eBay?
Well, that really depends on what you're selling. We find that pretty much every product can sell differently on eBay. What we recommend is for sellers to do a category research, which actually allows you to see what's happened the past 2 years on eBay. One thing that we found definitely is that there is a specific last day for items. A specific example of that would be Power Wheels, you know, those little motorized cars for kids. Over the last 2 years, the last week you'd want to sell those were December 19th to December 17th. And after that, sales dropped off by about 80% and then finally started leveling off again 2 weeks later. So really, this is the 17th of December for those products. But another example for Barbie dolls, actually today, December 11th, was the last day that they actually sold well last year, and then they drop off by 50% in the next week following that. So really, it's good to just, you know, research the category that you sell in and see what the trend is for that, and when is my product going to drop off, and really try to, you know, time your auction so that you're not selling, you don't have extra inventory left over once sales start declining.
So now you're saying that trend data is based over the last 2 years, is that right?
Yeah, absolutely. And the interesting thing to note is that you know, within a day or two, pretty much every year, it's the same trend. So products that end later will end later pretty much every year.
You know, imagine that some of that has to do with shipping times as well, right?
Yeah, absolutely. The holiday trend on eBay is a lot different than brick and mortar stores, where, you know, you can, if you're like my dad, you're going to be off shopping on, you know, December 24th trying to get everybody the gift.
Right.
But yeah, I've seen your dad at the store. Yeah, that's right. Uh-huh. Him and me, the last two guys in there.
So go ahead, Chris.
How can I find the best time of the day, Dave, to list my items during the holiday season?
Well, the best thing to do is really to just stay current with your research. We get our data from eBay on every day, and it's on about a 2-day delay. So we recommend researching the most 14 days to see exactly what time of day people are closing their auctions, or more importantly, what time of day people are actually purchasing. We have graphs that actually break down every hour of the day, and you can even filter to, if you only want to see how things sell on Tuesday, you can filter down to see how your products sell in each hour on any specific Tuesday that you want to see. And that gives you a real indicator, a good indication of, you know, when are people buying. And it's really, it's really good to try to think like a buyer and try to understand, okay, well, you know, when would my buyers be on the internet trying to purchase? And then using the research to back that up and make sure that you're selling at the right time.
And, you know, we should back up a little bit and kind of explain what TerraPeak does, Dave, because, you know, while you can, there are some great research tools on eBay, right? I mean, you can actually look at some research data on eBay, but TerraPeak really brings it all together. And can you just talk about your company a little bit and what you do exactly?
Yeah, sure. Well, what Terapeak does is it provides, like you said, it's a research tool for eBay sellers. And we get everything that's sold from eBay on any given day, and we analyze that. So you can see up to 90 days of product research and 2 years of category research. And we can show things like I said here, what time of day to sell. We can show which keywords you use in your auction title. And we run all the research so you know exactly what the average price is. When you're researching on eBay, a lot of times you're combing through closed listings, and you're trying to, you know, guesstimate, you know, what is the average selling price for this, or what is the best time to sell these items. Well, what we do is we use our huge servers and our big computers and run all that data so that you know exactly when the best time to list is, and exactly what price to charge, and how many of these are selling in any week. So. Is that a good synopsis for you?
Yeah, that's what I wanted to kind of get across here, is that, you know, this is what your company does, and we're talking about the reasons why you do this. I mean, you know, why this is such a valuable service, but, you know, not to make it a commercial, I mean, there are actual reasons why you need to know these things, and that's what we're talking about today. So, Rob, you want to continue
on? Yeah, it seems that everyone is putting out a holiday hot list of top-selling products. What's your opinion on hot lists? Hot lists has always been a topic of conversation back and forth between Chris and I.
Yeah, well, I mean, you'll see it a lot of times where stores will maybe be emailing you a list of hot-selling products this year, or, you know, you'll find it somewhere that posted on the Internet. This is, you know, these are what's hot. And a lot of times these lists can, you know, just be, you know, dreamed up by marketers as, you know, these are what we want to sell, or this is what we want to push on you. But realistically, it's best to know what people are buying. And so we find, hot lists can be great, but there's a few issues with them that we have with them. A lot of them aren't based directly on eBay research. So if you're selling on eBay, it's best to make sure your hot items are based on, you know, what's selling on eBay, not necessarily what's selling well in other venues. Another problem with hot lists is a lot of them, they're usually static, or they're not changing, they're dynamic, and therefore they can become out of date very quickly. You really want something that's updated regularly so that you know how things are changing. And you want to know exactly how did this item perform in the weeks prior? Is it trending up? So if it was number 5 on the hot list last week and it's number 3 now, well, that's probably a good thing to purchase because it's on its way up. But if it was number 1 on the hot list last week and it's now number 8, those are items you might want to stay away from.
Right. Right, and you know, my pet peeve about hot lists, Dave, you probably heard it before, is that when a hot list hits, like you said, more of the static hot list, you know, gets out there, everybody jumps on it, you know, and all of a sudden the market's diluted because everyone's trying to sell the same thing, you know. And when you see a dynamic hot list, now, does Terapeak contain, obviously, dynamic hot list, right?
Yeah, absolutely. We have a product hot list for the media category, so you can see the best-selling video games and DVDs and books and CDs every month. And then we also have category hot lists that look at categories that have more demand, so where are people trying to buy more products than there are products available, so where demand is actually higher than supply. And those category hot lists are updated on a daily basis and really can point you in the right direction. They're not going to suggest specific products for you to sell, but they're going to point you in, you know, really good, a great direction of, well, this category is going to take off. And then you can perform, you know, additional research into those categories to find out which products you want to sell.
Right, right. So what advice do you give sellers regarding the use of hot lists? Then anything further than that?
Yeah, well, definitely. I mean, when you see a hot list, like you said, you know, don't just take it and use it as a product sourcing guide. What you want to do is take that hot list and perform extra research on it to see how those products are selling. One customer I talked to when I was speaking at the eBay University tour said he saw on a list that cappuccino makers were really hot on eBay. So, and he was about to go purchase, I think, 20 of them, like a huge bunch of them from Costco. And what he did was he did some research, and he actually found that the model that he was able, that he had a good deal on that he was going to purchase, wasn't selling at all on eBay, and that maybe one per week were selling. Mm. And so he actually saved himself, you know, a costly decision to go and buy those because he found out prior that, okay, well, someone said these are hot on eBay, but in all reality, they're not.
Saved himself 20 weeks of kicking himself in the knee there. Yeah. Well, good to know.
It's already the 11th of December here.
No, get out of here. Already? Jeez.
I know, it's pretty much flying by, huh?
Yeah.
We've just got 1 minute here, so we'll probably get into more of this in the next segment. But what's the best listing duration? Or in other words, how long should I list my items during the holiday season?
Well, that's a great question. And it's as I mentioned before, we're able to understand in the first question we talked about where you can see the last day that you want to list your items for sale. And so the most important thing to do is find out when is that last day to sell your items. And then understanding that as you approach that time, the demand for your products is going to be increasing. And one thing we find on eBay time and time again is that the higher the demand for a particular product, the less time you want to have it listed. So the shorter duration you want to have it, because people are searching for it and they don't necessarily want to wait for an item to end. They want to be able to purchase it right now and know that it's going to be there in time for Christmas. So and another thing that so as you approach that date, it, like I said, it's best to shorten the duration of your listings. And another great idea is to use a lot of buy it now and store items during the holiday season, as I mentioned before, because people don't necessarily want to wait for that auction to end.
All right, well, very good point, and just happens to be time for a break. So we want to remind everyone to subscribe to our free product sourcing newsletter at productsourcingnews.com. To stay up to date with the latest product sourcing news, learn about upcoming trade shows in your area, and find spotlighted suppliers you can use in your e-biz. Every week in that newsletter, we spotlight a pre-verified supplier from worldwide brands. You can find past show archives, transcripts, podcasts, and all kinds of cool things at productsourcingshow.com. We'll continue more.
You're listening to Entrepreneur Magazine's Product Sourcing Show with your hosts, Chris Malta and Rob Cowie.
They say you never get a second chance to make a first impression. Since email is the number one form of communication these days, it just makes sense that every email you send looks professional and promotes your company, website, products, and services. We are EmailThatSells.com, and our revolutionary on-letterhead system makes every email you send look like your company's letterhead, website, and marketing materials rolled into one, plus direct links back to your information. Small businesses look better than the big guys. Make your email stand out from the rest. To see what one of our emails actually looks like, log on to emailthatsells.com and request a sample email. Or take us for a free 30-day test drive. That's how confident we are that you will see the results within the first 30 days. Think of how many emails you send each day. Log on to emailthatsells.com. The domain name says it all. Emailthatsells.com.
The Entrepreneur Magazine Radio Network is pleased to announce the grand opening of the BizRadioMall.com, a virtual mall stocked full of products and services you won't find anywhere else. Tools to start or grow your business, services to improve your bottom line or increase sales, special offers and discounts only available through this mall. Simply log on to www.BizRadioMall.com and stroll through the many stores we now have open. All products and services you see are from our hosts, partners, and advertisers, so you know that what you see is what you'll get. The Biz Radio Mall is also a featured eBay store. Shop, buy, and pay for immediate delivery. The Biz Radio Mall also has items for your health, mind, and body. Take a moment and see what we have for you and your business. That's BizRadioMall.com. Check back frequently as the mall is opening new stores on a regular basis. That's www.BizRadioMall.com, another service of the Entrepreneur Magazine Radio Network.
If you've ever missed an eBay auction because you weren't at a computer, you've got to try this free service from unwiredbuyer.com. Now you can bid at eBay auctions from anywhere using your cell phone. Here's how it works. 3 minutes before the auction ends, you'll get a call.
This is Unwired Buyer calling about your eBay auction status. Please enter your 4-digit PIN number now. Currently, you are not the high bidder. To enter the minimum bid of $12, press pound. Congratulations! Your bid placed through Unwired Buyer was successful. Currently, you are the high bidder.
If anybody outbids you, Unwired Buyer immediately lets you know, so you can place your bid so fast you can oftentimes beat out sniping software. If you want to hear this message more often,
you have won the auction. Please check your email for information from eBay.
Then go to unwiredbuyer.com and register for free. Unwiredbuyer.com.
If you want to join the more than 724,000 people who are making a full or part-time living selling products on eBay, this may be the most important message you'll ever hear. To be successful on eBay, you need to know how to find the products buyers want, locate real wholesale suppliers, and how to attract buyers to your listings. Go to whatdoisell.com and get a free product sourcing package from an eBay certified service provider. You'll get an e-course titled 15 Ways to Make Money on eBay. Most people only know about two or three ways to make money on eBay, but now you'll be privy to what only a few insiders know. You'll also get objective reviews of five legitimate, reputable wholesalers in different industries, plus a subscription to the eBay Tip of the Week, where you'll get fresh new ideas on how to run your business using eBay. You can run a successful internet business from your home. Find out how with this free package. Go to whatdoisell.com now.
John, look here. Charlie's company's in the news again.
Great. How's he get all that publicity?
I don't know, but you better find out his secret.
It's no secret. Countless articles in the media are generated by press releases, and Charlie knows to put his releases on PR Newswire. PR Newswire gives your business or association the greatest chance of getting press coverage by delivering your news electronically to major media like the Associated Press, Reuters, and Bloomberg, and to more than 3,600 websites like Google, MSN, and Yahoo, where millions can see your press release immediately. PR Newswire has teamed up with WS Radio to offer a free PR toolkit with press release writing tips and distribution information. Plus, WS Radio listeners get a free 12-month membership to PR Newswire, valued at $125. Visit freeprtools.com and join PR Newswire today. That's freeprtools.com.
Entrepreneur Magazine Radio Network, the best radio resources for entrepreneurs, helping you start and grow your business.